Good evening. Welcome. Yellow Dog Sangha on Labor Day, a day where we honor and reflect working people. That's us. Been working all our lives, haven't we? Have you noticed that the Buddhist practice is not something we just manufacture, but it naturally emerges when we live our lives and the authenticity that we talked about with self-awareness and understanding intuition and interconnectedness. When modern psychology, talking about emotional intelligence, we're going to add to that list tonight, as the ability just to recognize our emotions, to regulate them wisely, and to understand also the emotions of others. And the Buddha taught this in his own way in the Satipatthana Sutta. He said, one knows a lustful mind as a lustful mind, an angry mind as an angry mind, a confused mind as a confused mind. Didn't say anything wrong with it. It's just that we know it when it arises, and it arises in all of us. So this is mindfulness at work, knowing clearly what's happening. That's how simple it is. Sounds real simple, without pushing away or clinging. And that's the hard part, because we're being reconditioned and we're beginning to really feel what it's like when we're not pushing against or going after life in a way that affects our mind and our body. So the Buddha's not saying push anything away in the mind and body. We don't push anything away. We don't stuff it either. But our wisdom comes from knowing it. It's just knowing what's happening when it's happening in any given moment. And without pushing it away and clinging. In a simple way, he just says, leave it alone. Just leave it alone and see what happens. But my fear comes in and says, no, I can't just leave it alone. My gosh, I need control. So, as I said, a lustful, angry, confused mind is part of us. That is our true nature. So the first step in emotional intelligence is not control. Let it be. Relax. I can sense it. I've been there a couple of times. And it's awareness. So when we know what is arising, we are no longer caught in it or run by it. Otherwise, it's just taking over. But we don't have to throw it at someone. I like that. But we don't have to throw it at someone. So sadness may appear, but we can sit with it tenderly. See the difference? See what the practice is enabling, giving us choices of how to meet life. So, how about authenticity and self-awareness that we've studied? Well, we know that authenticity means just being real with ourselves, being real with ourselves and others. And I've really deepened my practice in that area because it's taken me personally to what it means to be authentic to oneself. And that itself is really interesting to me. And it seems like if we have that wisdom that everything's okay, you know, that's all been sanctioned by wisdom, then can't you almost see where that takes us? So authenticity means being real with ourselves and with others, not putting on a show. Gosh, I can't tell you how many shows I have put on. And as a principal, we had every kind of meeting and gathering, and you know, of course, the principal always had to be the primary speaker, whether she wanted to be or not. But putting on the mask, putting on the mask of being the principal, not pretending to be better or worse than we are. So that's what we're practicing, and to know the difference, you know, when we're acting and when we're being real, because it's appropriate time to act, maybe. We won't think about it right now, but we'll think about it. In Dharma practice, authenticity is the willingness to say, this is what's here. This is what's true for me right now. That's it. And then a self-awareness is the partner of authenticity, because through mindfulness, through the knowing, we become aware of everything that's going on inside of us. We're not as surprised. Sometimes without the practice, I'm surprised about what I say and what I do and how I act. And so when we are in touch with the inner landscape, with our thoughts, our feelings, and recognize the patterns that we can stick ourselves in. So without self-awareness, we can't be authentic. So we know how those teachings interlock. Ram Dass once said, the most important aspect of love is not giving in or receiving. It's in being. And he would say that a lot. I'm being in love. I'm in love. When I need love from others, or when I need to give love to others, I'm caught in an unstable situation. We feel it. Being love, being in love, rather than giving or taking, is the only stable state. So when we're authentic and we're self-aware, we begin to be what we are. And stop so much performing. And this is deeply freeing and is also the root of trust, both in ourselves and in our relationships. Just think for a moment. Have you ever felt the relief of being authentic? Feels good, doesn't it? It feels right. It's like, oh, here I am. Hello, authenticity. And we recognize it in others, too. So, even in a difficult situation, you know, how do we stay authentic being in a difficult situation? Well, we have choices. We know. I haven't had choices in the past, so my conditioning took care of it. But now I have choices. And I'm not blaming or shaming myself for it. I just have a deeper understanding of what's going on. So another dimension of emotional intelligence is intuition. And it's the arising of the knowing when the mind is quiet and present. It's not going to come when we analyze or criticize or debate. It comes from attunement. Attunement, aligning ourselves with nature, with who we really are, with the truth. In Buddhism, we call this prajna, or wisdom. When we practice mindfulness, we give space for intuition to emerge. Wow, I like that. We sense what is right, what is compassionate, without overthinking. It's just who we are. Sometimes we can just tell and just feel that a friend is suffering before they even say a word. I can look at some of my friends' faces sometimes, their body language, and, you know, something's not right, or something is right. Before, you know, they even say, well, let me tell you about my life, what's going on in my life right now. And so this leads more to healing rather than harm. And Rodney Smith points out that wisdom arises when we stop leaning on the self's constant commentary. When the chatter quiets down, a deeper knowing can surface. And that's what we've seen in our practice. Those are not just words. We've directly experienced that. So emotional intelligence matures when we realize the interconnectedness that we talked about last week. Every thought, every feeling, every action ripples outward. Anger spreads, kindness spreads, a calm presence can stay steady a whole room. Thich Nhat Hanh often reminded us, we are here to awaken from the illusion of our separateness. And to consistently and constantly remind ourselves of that. Because when we are connected, empathy flows naturally. Emotional intelligence is no longer just about managing me. How can I manage me? It becomes caring for us. Caring for us, all of us. Think of a pebble dropped in a pond. The ripples reach far beyond the place where the pebble landed. I love that imagery. And in the same way, our authenticity, our self-awareness, our intuition, all affect those around us. So the way we handle our emotions shapes the field of energy we live in together. So emotional intelligence in the Dharma is not a strategy, it's a way of being. It's a way of being. Again, authenticity helps us to show up real and open. Self-awareness helps us see what is true in our inner world. Intuition guides us toward wisdom beyond analysis. And then interconnectedness reminds us that our practice is not just for ourselves, but it's for all beings. So as we grow into these qualities, we don't just manage our emotions. They transform quite naturally into wisdom and compassion. We don't have to do anything but just let it be on every level that we live on. So in closing, may we meet our emotions with clarity and care. May our authenticity bring connection. May our intuition guide us wisely. And may our awareness of interconnection bring peace to all beings. And, as the Tibetans always say, may any gains of our practice be shared with all beings. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you.